Good afternoon. The front that brought clouds and scattered showers to parts of the area late last night and early this morning continues to track through central and eastern New England. It's also pushing through the lower Hudson Valley toward New York City. This front will continue to track toward and then off the eastern seaboard during the day today, with a clearing trend behind the front and a return to sunshine for most areas. At the same time, a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is creating instability with its associated cool pool of air aloft. So as the sun comes back, we'll start to see instability clouds develop through the afternoon, and this could lead to a couple of passing showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, especially across the higher terrain through the daylight hours. In the meantime, temperatures will continue to climb and reach values mainly in the middle to upper 70s for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in behind this front for tonight, and this will clear things out even more. And with a mostly clear sky overnight, temperatures will drop back. Areas of fog will develop, especially in mountain valleys by sunrise, as temperatures dip back into the middle and upper 50s. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow with high pressure in control, still a bit breezy, and maybe a touch cooler than usual for the early stages of September, but still most places will reach the mid-70s for afternoon highs with lots of sunshine. And the sunshine will continue into the beginning of the holiday weekend on Saturday with that same high pressure center dominating the weather picture. We'll see highs reach the middle and upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to what is now Tropical Storm Hermine, which will head through the southeastern part of the country, then east of Hatteras, North Carolina, through the weekend. As the storm tracks up the East Coast, its exact track will determine what we get here, although it does look like the storm will be far enough off the East Coast to relieve interior New York and New England from its direct effects. We could see more clouds and maybe even some showers, especially closer to the coast on Sunday and Monday. Again, the storm track will mean everything in terms of our forecast for the latter stages of the holiday weekend. It does look like temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs. Those heading toward the coast for the holiday should be well aware of Hermine's track, as at the very least it will cause higher than usual surf and rip currents. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a hurricane warning is in effect for the northern Gulf Coast of Florida from Suwannee River to Mexico Beach. Tropical Storm Hermine is located about 170 miles south-southwest of Apalachicola, Florida, and is moving toward the north-northeast at 14 miles per hour. This motion, with a slight increase in forward speed, is expected during the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Hermine will be near the Florida coast in the warning area tonight or early tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is anticipated, and Hermine is expected to be a hurricane by the time landfall occurs. Hurricane conditions are expected to reach the coast within the warning area beginning tonight. Winds are expected to first reach tropical storm strength by this afternoon. The combination of a dangerous storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters moving inland from the shoreline. There is a danger of life-threatening inundation within the next 12 to 24 hours along the northern Gulf Coast of Florida. Hermine is expected to produce storm total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches over portions of northwest Florida and southern Georgia through tomorrow, with possible isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches. On Friday and Saturday, Hermine is expected to produce totals of 4 to 8 inches with local amounts of 10 inches possible across portions of eastern Georgia, South Carolina, and eastern North Carolina through Saturday. These rains may cause life-threatening flash flooding. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 8 has dissipated well south and east of Long Island, and in the Pacific, Hurricane Madeline is passing south of the Big Island of Hawaii. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, showers around near 80, Boston, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1953, and the record low, 41, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with a passing shower today, and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, still the risk of a shower, otherwise increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy with highs in the lower 80s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower today, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with a passing shower today, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower possible and highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, mid-70s, mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday, however, the exact track of Hermine will largely determine our weather for the latter stages of the holiday weekend, in the upper 70s to around 80, then back to sunshine with a warm-up midweek next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.